So this is the 8th episode, and yes, again, it's been almost a year. I think this is coming to an annual thing, then a monthly thing. But, so, any updates? Well, I was back in the Philippines for that summer, and back again over Christmas. It was pretty cool. So first up is, I'm graduating this year, so it's quite interesting that this podcast has probably been up 3 years, and in 3 years I've managed to make 8 episodes. It's quite depressing. The most recent thing is my friends and I have, well, kind of started a movie. Well, not really a movie, more of like taping our lives, because we're very conceited and, you know, egotistical and narcissistic people. No, but it's really funny and interesting, and hopefully, like, our friends back in the Philippines and, you know, all over this depressing earth, get the taste of how it is to live in the dorms of the really depressing hills of Moraga. It's pretty much just gonna be the three of us, and I really don't know how the series is gonna pick up since I'm graduating this year. My other friend is moving to Paris for a semester. And my other friend is probably staying, but then I'm not sure if I'm staying here or moving back to the Philippines. I'm still in school, but I've been looking for jobs, and so, like, I have to be honest that I've scheduled 3 interviews and did not wake up for any one of them. It's so bad. Partially because, like, I'm not really interested in the companies, and the ones I'm interested in haven't gotten back to me, or I got one email saying that it was too soon to apply for their company, so I should probably send my resume in, like, when May starts or something like that. Other than that, it's been an on and off thing in my life. Like, I think the last time you heard, I was kind of dealing with depression and whatever, and I'm much better. I started seeing a psychiatrist off campus, and the first one I saw was really weird. He was really old and had, like, gray hair all over, and, like, it's like he has never brushed his hair since, what, 1912 or some, like, real, really, really, like, old year. And I was talking about my life and whatever, and obviously naturally enters the long distance relationship, and he goes, like, I understand how sex is important, you know, personally, but he goes, but then that really doesn't work, and it's really unhealthy because you have to be having sex. Like, so I call him, like, a sexaholic doctor, and, like, it's cool and everything. I just think it's really creepy because he looks really, really, like, weird. Borderline perverted, so I switched and moved to a different doctor, and now my current doctor is really cool and she's awesome. So that's a snip of my shrink experience. I have been procrastinating on laundry, so I have, like, 3 weeks worth of laundry, which I should be doing right now, but instead I started looking for programs that did video editing because we started shooting for temporarily, it's going to be called Moraga Heels, like stilettos and that, because it's kind of like an irony or a parody of the hills. So we're gonna do it like as Moraga Heels, and one of my friends here is really grossed out about it. But since I'm really game for everything and up for anything, why not? So we started shooting today because one of my friend's parents are over here visiting for 2 weeks, and that is really funny. And so I started looking at video editing clips, and I logged back onto Podomatic to see my stats or like what's been going on, and I guess people are still listening to it. I don't know why. I really do not know, well, why people would listen to this, but they are. So I decided to make another episode. That's pretty much the story of this clip, and other things to talk about is I watched Vantage Point 2 weeks ago, and that was pretty awesome. So if you haven't watched it, you guys should, because it's a really cool movie. I had to act in a kind of like in a 5 minute, like 5 to 10 minute piece for one of my directing classes, and it's funny how people here would label me as really quiet and shy, which is totally not me. And it was funny because like a week later, my friends and I went to Cascade in Ruby Sky, and that night I was so bored I took headshots of myself, like really absolutely vain headshots. And so if the people here in school who aren't my friends only knew what I'm usually up to, they'd probably change their minds about their opinions of me. What else? Spring break is happening tomorrow, well, next week, and I'm sadly stuck in the dorms because no one's visiting, and I have to catch up on my thesis because I'm super dead with deadlines and like requirements for that. Other than that, well, there's nothing else interesting going on. There was a stupid fire like alarm that went off a couple of weeks ago, and they found like bongs and stuff. And oh, there's a new Filipino girl who lives downstairs, quite funny in a quote unquote way, and her roommate, who is not Filipino, has a baggie of things that she steals, and it's really weird. And like, I don't talk to her because she might steal from us or whatever. But like, she has this pouch she carries all over the place, and my friend, or our friend, says that that's where she puts everything that she steals from. And according to that girl, who's not Filipino, she only steals from stores, not from people. So I don't really know if there's anything proud to say about that, because my response would be that's why corporations or retail stores have to factor in pilferage, because of people like them who think they're not taking away anything from a company because it's not an individual who has to pay for it, but in return, the consumers have to pay more than what they really do for a certain item because of things like that, because it is factored in. I'm starting to sound a little bit more boring than usual, but yeah. And that friend of mine who lives downstairs, has a bigger depression problem than I do, so she has medication for it, and apparently she thinks her roommate is stealing her medication, which is kind of sketchy. Yes, I forgot to say, not that I'm broadcasting it or anything, but finally, well, not finally, but I'm sort of single now, and it's been 5 months, but quote unquote friend might be visiting next month to try and see if it's still possible to work it out. But if it doesn't, then it doesn't. If it does, then it does. I really have no expectations for it because I'm kind of happy with where I am right now. Which is kind of strange because I never thought I would. But yeah. I've been, I don't know, I've been really great the past few months, and cheesy as it sounds, I guess the slogan for his visit here, if ever it does push through, is gonna be one last chance for people in the Philippines who have watched that movie. Oh my god, it's so cheesy, it's gonna make me vomit if I watch it again. So, that's pretty much it. I'm gonna cut it to 12 minutes for this episode just so that you guys don't go crazy from my voice. And again, if you want to hear me talk about something else, doesn't matter if it's about food, sex, or like anything disgusting, I will talk about it. Email me at chismosachinitas@yahoo.com, and I'll see you then. Bye.